7:46 on Sports Radio 610. John Lance, and joining us right now, as he does, well, just about every week here during the football season. Unfortunately, he missed last week, and I think it cost him. Coach Slocum on mobile joins us right now, brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. And Coach, I think you missed last week here on the show, and then I think it showed on the football field with the Aggs what happened up there in Lubbock.
Well, I don't know if this is a determinative factor, John, but I'll tell you what happened. You know, we were up there. I was up there in Lubbock getting ready for my shows last week, and we were staying out late in preparation for the late kickoff. And then Mike Leach was out on the town showing me a good time. We were hitting all the bars. I got on a doozy. I just overslept that morning.
You and Mike Leach out partying, eating tortillas out there in Lubbock?
Well, he knows where the good liquor warehouses are and the good food, and we had a big time. So, it was unfortunate. I had a late kickoff, 9 p.m. in Lubbock. That's like playing a night game in Mogadishu City. I mean, those guys up there and the Raiders, they got the RPGs on the roofs. So, I mean, it was a tough environment for the Aggies to walk into, and I think they know that. And pretty much I think they psych themselves out every time they go up there.
Do you get upset when you watch a guy like Mike Leach and you see his offense and you just think, that's what I was doing, and they chased me out of Aggieland, and, all of a sudden he uses that same crazy run-and-shoot approach, and he's having success?
It is, Lance. It's frustrating because, we ran the Gulf Coast offense to almost perfection. And this guy, all he does is stick an extra receiver or something, and then they, they call it the Dirt Monkey Funk up there. And, they run it, and they get all this, they get all this pub, and I didn't get anything. I got a pink slip.
The Dirt Monkey Funk?
That's what it's called.
I've heard of the funning gun, the running gun, the running stun, and now the Dirt Monkey Funk.
Yeah, they call it that. They also call it the Junkie Monkey. So it's, one of those two. It's crazy. They're packing them in, and they – 55,000 seat stadium. They had 51,000 there, and I said almost sold out. And they got Iowa State coming in this week, so those kids. That's one of the top teams in the Big 12 right there.
They'll pack it in.
And I understand the fans are usually pretty cordial to Aggies. Also, the Red Raider fans.
Well, they are. I think they only had about 400 state troopers and police there this year, so I think they felt like they had the fans under control. And I saw the picture of the cops in the riot gear and the horseback. So. I don't even know why those were needed. It's just some fun and games with some goalposts and tortillas, and then all of a sudden everybody thinks the cops got to be there.
Well, and Coach, I think the tradition lives on the way this team is playing, this Aggie team is playing offensively and defensively especially. The Aggies are stepping up right now.
Well, they are. It's a bit disappointing, John, that they put 59 points on the board because, we held them to 48 last year, and we thought we did a great job, slowing – last year, Cliffy and all those guys down, but, they got the new kid, B.J., and, B.J. Simmons, he's from right up here in Cypress area, and, it's unfortunate, he's a fifth-year quarterback, and a lot of people don't know the struggles he went through, but, he was, just like the seventh Brady, he was the lost Brady, he was actually the lost Backstreet Boy.
Is that right? With
lost? Yeah. With that hair thing he's got?
He's got his tipped hair and everything, yeah.
He went for years there. He had learned all his dance steps and then was supposed to go out and join the tour. And right about that time, NSYNC came up and punked the Backstreet Boys, so he never got to perform. So he ended up in Lubbock, and that's the rest of the story.
He ended up in the back of some bus in Lubbock or something? Coach, how'd that work?
He was running with all those, him and Tommy and Boo Boo or whatever those guys' names are, they were out running around out there in the big wigs and hanging out with Brittany and Christina and Aguilera and all the fine, wholesome girls out there in Hollywood.
Next thing you know, he's in Lubbock.
Right. I mean, it's just spotlight to spotlight the kid's going to,
Well, it's amazing, the turn of events in one's life. And now he's a Heisman Trophy candidate. I believe I think Kingsbury threw for 6 TDs last year, Coach, and it's 8 this year by BJ. So you're looking at 14 touchdowns the last 2 years. The Aggs might want to try to solve that equation defensively of what's ailing them against the pass, I think. But let's move along. I want to ask you about OU Texas, and this is two of the top coaches in the nation, Bob Stoops versus Mack Brown. But OU's had their number over the last few years, Coach, and I gotta think that Mack's got some pressure on him right now.
Well, he does, but the funny thing is, you know, you look at Mac, you never notice it, would you? He just looks as calm and cool and collective and just shrugs off the fans' comments. He's just a model of calmness and looseness. And you look the other side of the sideline, and there's Bob Stoops. You know, you put a piece of charcoal up his butt, he'll score it out of diamond. He's so tight, you know.
And yet he's the one with the three-game win streak.
He just keeps winning in the series.
Yeah, and every year they luck out. They got a 5'2" running back 1 year. They put 60-something points another year. It's always something. And I think this year, I think Mac's pretty confident. He's got, six quarterbacks to play and all the kids up there. So they're not too worried about what Jamel Holloway and some of those other, Aikman and that legend. They're not worried about that.
They're not. How about the legend now that's starting with Vincent Young, huh, Coach?
Well, he's just a gargantuan kid. That shouldn't even be fair to put if he was playing for me, we'd have him up there at defensive end. We put our players, we know where to put the big guys like that. And I think Max makes playing that. I think, he'll look back and he'll know down the road he made a mistake.
Right. If somebody's 6'6", they're a tight end or a defenseman, and that's the only way you
super tackle
look at that.
Or
super tackle is another, I would assume, Coach. But, you look at Texas. I saw just recently where there was an article in San Antonio where Chance Mock said that he was a little bothered by all the cheers for Vince Young, but that's going to happen. But, I think we saw this last year with, or 2 years ago, with Major Applewhite and Chris Sims. And you talked about what a problem guy Major Applewhite was with his signs that said boo on the sideline. And he was trying to – I just want to make sure that none of that stuff goes on now with Mock and Vincent Young.
Well, I do, too. I think it's a concern. But the difference in this point is that Mock, he's got the crowd behind him, contrary to popular reports, at 10:04 left in the third quarter, those were not boos raining down from the stands toward the offense. They wouldn't do that. They were saying, dude, D-U-D-E, he's a DQ dude, and they support him like that.
Oh, they were saying dude.
Well, he was a little upset, and I can't blame him that he thought, because he thought they were boos. But, Coach, everybody's talking OU, Texas. The Aggies got Baylor this week.
Good Lord, the Battle of the Brazos. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger. I think they had 36,000 they packed in there at Floyd Casey last year for the thing, and they got the bear on the chain and the favor lines coming out. We got some coaching changes this year. So these guys don't even know what they're stepping into. They thought Coach Fran thought that Lubbock was a big deal last week. That's nothing compared to when they got that golden wave shower band coming down. I mean, it's crazy when these two guys hook up.
And how about, I'll tell you something, Baylor Baylor is one of the conference leaders right now. What a turnaround for the Baylor Bears, huh?
Well, it is. Every year the Aggies get them, they come out, and once again Baylor's leading the conference, just like they were last year, 1-0. So it's an uphill battle for the A&M team to come out there and face a juggernaut like that. So but despite the fact it's been 18 years since Baylor put a win against the A&M, it's just as competitive every time. A couple years ago, right there at the end, you had some of those all-star players up there at Baylor. The guy that was there 8 years, quarterback Cicero, he throws a Hail Mary there at the end, and it fell incomplete, but, the Aggies squeak out a win, 6-point win. I think we're going to see another one of those games this week. It'll probably be a 6-3 game, somewhere around that score.
This highfalutin, high-flying offense is going at it again.
Oh, it is. I don't know what – it's disappointing it's not on TV. People are unfortunately going to have to watch Florida State, Miami, or OU, Texas, or one of those lesser games.
That's right. Well, that's happening. Well, Coach, we appreciate it. I don't know how these TV guys keep their jobs with making decisions like that, though, Coach. We're out of time. Coach, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Talk to y'all next week.
All right. Gig 'em, Coach.